Hi, this is Dr. Tizzell dictating a psychiatric evaluation. Patient's name is Joanne Ponzi, J-O-A-N-N-E, last name P-O-N-Z-I. Date of birth, 7/5/1967. Date of evaluation, 5/7/2024. New paragraph. Patient is a 56-year-old female residing with her spouse of 36 years, comma, mother of a 35-year-old daughter and 30-year-old son, comma, residing with her spouse and her daughter, comma. Patient was a letter carrier in the Postal Service for 3 years, having last worked in 2006, comma, referred for medication evaluation and management of anxiety symptoms, as she states her current treating psychiatrist, comma, Dr. George Ferry, F-A-R-E-Y, is retiring, period. New paragraph. The patient stated that in 2006, she was physically assaulted by a resident at Jefferson Ferry, where she was delivering mail in the mailroom, period. She described the man as being an 82-year-old, 6'3", who wanted his mail, period. Patient then called the post office, who notified the police, which patient states they minimized the situation, period. At that point, the patient kept telling people she was okay, but 3 months later, everyone said she wasn't, period. Then another incident occurred in which a man in her neighborhood threatened to, quote, go postal on her, end of quote, period. She then went to work the next day, but she felt she was being targeted and would, quote, have convulsions, end of quote, period. The patient had gone out of work in 2003 from the first incident at Jefferson Ferry, period. At that time, she went back to work as she said she didn't want to give up her job, so she kept trying. She also described at that point she had 2 children to raise, period. After the second incident in 2006 with the gentleman in her neighborhood who became aggressive when he was angry over not receiving his unemployment check, she stated that she stayed in the house for 11 months straight, period. Also in 2006, while delivering mail, a dog had been after her, period. She described having fallen off the curb and hurt her ankle, period. She stated that a man had come over to help her, but patient had a panic attack and told him not to get near her, period. At that point, the ambulance came, and she didn't go back to work since then, period. Patient describes becoming fearful when going out on her own, period. She states she can't go out in the afternoon, so she mainly does her shopping in the morning. She feels that when it gets busy, she's unable to focus and becomes more anxious, period. Patient also added after the incident with the man who was angry and assaultive, not receiving his unemployment check, she didn't let her kids go out alone, fearful that the man would attack them, period. Patient stated she is currently being prescribed on Trintellix 20 milligrams a day, Cymbalta 40 milligrams a day for pain in her ankle, comma, and Xanax 0.5 milligrams HSPRN, period. She also reports being prescribed on Deplin, period. Patient stated her former psychiatrist, Dr. Ferry, recommended her to take medical marijuana to ease her pain as well as her anxiety, so patient reports having obtained a medical marijuana card, but as of yet states she hasn't taken it, period. Patient describes feeling anxious when going to doctor's appointments, period. She stated that she had to ask her doctor to bring her to the office today for support, period. Since COVID, the patient describes feeling more vulnerable, adding, comma, quote, people were dying at her son's job, end of quote, period. New paragraph, past psychiatric history. No reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations, no reported history of suicide attempts, no reported history of aggressive behaviors, period, no reported psychiatric interventions prior to 2003, period, patient reports having been prescribed on Zoloft since 2003 for the past 21 years, period. She stated at that point she did GeneSight at the doctor's office, and as Zoloft was not found to be well metabolized, she was switched to Trintellix, period. She's remained on Trintellix 20 milligrams a day for the past year, period. Patient states, in addition to seeing Dr. Ferry, she also saw a therapist there in his office every other week, period. Patient reports drinking alcohol on a social and frequent basis only, period. No reported history of substance abuse issues, period. New paragraph, medical history. Patient has no known drug allergies, period. Her primary care physician is Howard Sussman, period. The patient is 5'5", weighing 250 pounds, period. She has a history of capital C, capital R, capital P, capital S of her left ankle, capital CRPS of the left ankle, period. History of sleep apnea, dash, uses a CPAP device, period. Patient is status postmenopausal for the past 10 years, period. She is status post lap band surgery in 2007, period. Status post two ankle surgeries in 2007 and 2008, in parentheses, fixed ligaments and tendons slash plantar fasciitis, end of parentheses, period. Status post C-section, period. Status post tonsillectomy at the age of 5 years old, period. The patient reports taking over-the-counter multivitamin tablets, period. New paragraph, family slash social history. Patient mother reportedly had a history of schizophrenia and had been hospitalized psychiatrically at Pilgrim Psychiatric Center, having since passed away, period. Patient has one sister and one half-sister and one half-brother, describing being the oldest in the family, period. She stated that her half-sister had a history of alcoholism, period. No reported history of suicide in the family, period. No reported history of physical, sexual, or emotional abuse issues in the past, period. Patient describes her relationship with her spouse of 36 years as being supportive and stable, period. She states he works in construction, period. The patient is eagerly anticipating the birth of her first grandchild in a month from her 30-year-old son, period. New paragraph, mental status exam at time of evaluation. Revealed a 56-year-old female, casually groomed in clean attire, period. Pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Speech spontaneous, normal, productive, goal-directed, period. Mood was anxious, becoming tearful when described having been assaulted in the past, period. Affect appropriate and mood congruent, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. Patient is, denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. She's awake, alert, oriented times four with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. New paragraph, diagnoses, F43.10, post-traumatic stress disorder, period, F41.0, panic disorder, period. Impression, the patient's anxiety symptoms are causally and temporarily related to her injury at work, period. Recommendations, patient is to continue her current medication regimen, period. She is to continue Cymbalta 20 milligrams a day, Sig 2 caps daily, for which she has, for more so for control of pain in her ankle, as well as dysphoric tendencies, period. She's also to continue Trintellix 20 milligrams a day, again for anxiety and dysphoric tendencies, period. Patient is to continue Xanax 0.5 milligrams daily, PRN, for acute anxiety attacks slash panic attacks, period. Will obtain consent for past medical records from previous treating psychiatrist Dr. Ferry's office. Period. Patient is to continue individual therapy with Tina Riggs, R-I-G-G-S, and will obtain consent for coordination of care as needed. Period. Patient is to have ongoing medical follow-up and routine labs, with most recent labs to be forwarded to this office for review. Period. Patient is to return to this office in 2 to 3 weeks. Period. Of note, patient also reports her sleep as not being good, demonstrating demons/nightmares at the office where she used to work, in parentheses, though not necessarily where the incidents occurred, and the parentheses. She described those occurring 2 to 3 times a week, period. She usually sleeps from 11:30 p.m. to 7:30 a.m., period. She describes her appetite as being stable, period. Patient describes having an avoidance of going to Jefferson Ferry or the area around that place, period. She also reports having panic attacks on average once a week, mainly when she goes to the store, and the period. Patient states she only drives in the morning, secondary to feeling like she can't focus when there's too many people on the road, period. She reports having friends but is unable to go out with them alone due to her anxiety, period. If you could put that in present illness, that would be great. But otherwise, this is the end of dictation. Thank you so, so much. Goodbye.